This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. This week, a newsroom cutback at the Los Angeles Times. Of roughly 1,100 editorial personnel, some 42 took voluntary buyouts, and another 20 or so were laid off. The cutback, which follows a decline in advertising revenue, is part of a broader payroll reduction, both at the paper and throughout the holdings of its owner, the Tribune Company. It is an especially bitter pill for the L.A. Times newsroom, as it comes just a few weeks after the paper received a record 5 Pulitzer Prizes. Tom Rosenstiel is director of the Project for Excellence in Journalism and used to be media critic for the L.A. Times. Tom Rosenstiel, what does it say about excellence in journalism if after 5 Pulitzer Prizes you lose so many jobs?
Well, there is a split in the newspaper business today between the people who are confident that the historical record, that if you build quality, you will grow your circulation and increase your profits, and people who wonder whether that historical precedent still holds true or whether the newspaper industry is a slowly dying or shrinking industry. If you believe in the long term, then you would believe that more excellence will lead to more readers, higher ad rates, more profits. If you're unsure of that, then in hard times, you tighten the budget and you pull back.
Writing in the New York Times last week, Jacques Steinberg said this. He said, the cuts are a stark reminder to the L.A. Times of a fact that is central to Tribune's philosophy. Wall Street rarely averts its gaze from the profit margins and other financial bellwethers of media companies. If that's true, is the Tribune Company unusual among media owners?
Well, you have the clash of two cultures still between the L.A. Times and the Tribune. The L.A. Times was the flagship of Times Mirror, which was one of the great newspaper chains. The Chicago Tribune is the flagship of the Tribune Company, which bought the L.A. Times, but in doing so bought a paper that was bigger and more prestigious than the parent's flagship. The Tribune, historically, in recent years at least, has had higher profit margins and relatively smaller staffs to its circulation than Times Mirror has had. So one of the issues here is who's in charge.
Is there a fairly strong correlation in the newspaper business between how many reporters you've got and how many editors you've got in the newsroom and generally how good you are?
Well, there's research that shows that the amount of people, amount of muscle you've got in the newsroom might be considered capacity. It's the amount of beats that you can cover. It influences the amount of time that people have to work on stories. And yes, there is basically a correlation because being able to cover more things, being able to take more time on your stories means you have more time to verify things, more time to refine that writing, more time to get things right and understand things better.
On one other point, one of the journalists who took the buyout from the LA Times was David Lamb. Who's been at the paper for over 30 years. He's written about everything from Africa to Beirut. He's written books about minor league baseball and bicycling across America. And he told me today, well, it's time for Act Two after 34 years. When papers offer buyouts, is there a gamble as to which reporters are going to take the offer and leave early?
Buyouts tend to erode the institutional memory of newspapers. They tend to get the people who are the most experienced to leave. And in the case of David Lamb, someone who has been described by some people as the best newspaper reporter in America at times. The challenge for papers is how in a young man's or a young person's game do you keep those people happy, keep them fresh. That's a difficulty. But when some of your best people take a buyout, there's no doubt by any measure the paper suffers.
Tom Rosenstiel, thanks for talking with us today.
My pleasure.
Tom Rosenstiel, who's now director of the Project for Excellence in Journalism and used to be media critic for the Los Angeles Times. We're talking about that paper's cutbacks in the newsroom today.